This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The McDonough County Board voted against holding an informational meeting on a proposed new hog farm. Board member Dick Marcotte had asked for the meeting. He says he's neither for nor against the farm. He just believes everyone has a right to be heard before a decision is made.
I thought that any information about a major operation like that should be encouraged.
Now, what information do you have?
I don't have any information. I would attend the informational meeting myself.
But a majority of the board did not want to hold a meeting, voting 13-5 against it. That did not kill the idea. Those who still want to hold an informational meeting must gather 75 petition signatures by next Monday and submit them to the county. If a meeting is held, it'll be run by the Illinois Department of Ag. That agency ultimately will decide whether to grant a permit to allow the hog farm. The farm would be operated by Tri-Oak Foods. A spokesperson declined to have his voice used on the air, but he said the farm would be south of Highway 136, 4 miles east of Macomb. The farm would have more than 4,900 head, housed in two wean-to-finish barns. The Tri-Oak spokesperson said the barns could be built this fall if everything works out, otherwise they'll be built next spring. He called it a more than $1 million project with ongoing expenses that will help the local economy, and he said it would generate $11,000 to $12,000 worth of taxes. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.